President Donald Trump has no public events today, but he was active on Twitter this morning from Mar-a-Lago. He castigated the media for ignoring his favorable poll numbers, criticized the U.S. Postal Service, and more. But he's also given a rare sit-down interview to the newspaper he's called the, quote, failing New York Times. He's told the Times he thinks FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller is, quote, going to be fair. But he also said the Russia investigation that Mueller is leading is bad for the country, according to the president, and that as president, he has the, quote, absolute right to do what he wants with the Justice Department. So the year ends much as it began, with an upending of politics as usual. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro joins us to discuss it all and to reveal the top two finalists in the NPR March Madness-style bracket for top political story of the year. Hello there, Domenico.
Hey, Magna.
Okay, so we're wrapping up 2017 here, talking about President Trump. First of all, what do you make of that New York Times interview?
Well, in talking about Russia and the investigation, he said that it makes America look bad. And he said that he has the absolute right to do what I want to do with the Justice Department, which, you know, most presidents have kept the Justice Department at arm's length for an optics in optics. And he said that he's stayed away from them in this case so that with the hope that he's treated fairly, which raises the question, if he starts to think he's not being treated fairly, what does he wind up doing? And, you know, it's been dangled out there that he could fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel, by firing Rod Rosenstein, who's the acting would be the acting person in charge of that investigation, given that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, has recused himself. Trump himself says he has no intention of firing Mueller. But of course, this is going to be the big story hanging over 2018, of course.
Mm. Now, a lot of people have noted that in the New York Times interview, the president repeatedly said that there was no collusion between his campaign and Russia. He said it over and over and over again. I mean, is there any significance to that at all, or it's just in line with what he has been saying?
Well, he noted that there was no collusion and that if there was collusion, it wouldn't be a crime anyway, so it shouldn't matter, which, you know, he's getting at the point that there's no collusion statute. But of course, there are other things that the special counsel's office and the FBI have been looking at when it comes to obstruction of justice, for example. That's another issue. I mean, he's right when he says there's no collusion statute. But to kind of glibly say, well, it wouldn't even matter if there was no collusion, like a crime is the only thing that matters, you know, it certainly doesn't give the best look to things.
Yeah. Now, getting back to his comments about the Department of Justice for a second, President Trump also actually sort of in a roundabout way praised former Attorney General Eric Holder, of course, who served under the Obama administration. And Trump said that Holder protected the president, protected Obama, and that in a way he really admired that. And this was all in the context of asking for loyalty or not. I mean, if you're Jeff Sessions, do you get worried when Donald Trump says those kind of things?
You know, when protecting the president, though, is not the job of the attorney general. And it's what I think he's referring to is Eric Holder having said that he was President Obama's wingman. And that certainly raised a bunch of eyebrows because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. But what Holder was trying to get at was he's implementing the laws and is simpatico with President Obama on a lot of that. But, you know, an attorney general, one of the questions that always get asked of them is, can you be independent when you think a president does something that goes against, you know, your moral judgment? And
yeah,
they always have to say yes, otherwise it won't be confirmed.
So, Domenico, forgive me. I just can't help it. It's time for a little straight talk with Domenico and Magna here on Here and Now. Because
okay, we've
spent a lot of time talking about this half-an-hour interview that the New York Times did with President Trump. I mean, do we put too much importance on things like this where you know, the president gets to sort of just say whatever he wants for half an hour? And really, is it as important, or it's not as important as the things that he actually does?
Yeah. And, you know, we have to cover those as well. You know, frankly, it's a slow news week, so there's not a lot else going on, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, all over that interview, it was riddled with falsehoods.
Yeah.
And what the effort we're making today is to try to fact check what he did say so that we're giving the right information to our listeners and readers.
Okay. Well, I suppose I was just channeling the listeners out there who might be saying you shouldn't even be talking about what he's saying, but focusing more on what he does. So just just wanted to put that out there. Okay, so we're looking at the big news stories of 2017, and you have this bracket of that's heading us towards the top political story of the year, selected by those same NPR listeners. How does it work?
Well, speaking of things some people think I shouldn't have done, you know, it's important to not be too glib about, obviously, big important stories that affected the year. Well, I had this sort of idea over the weekend to, make a March Madness style bracket out of the top stories to be able to say, OK, use your news judgment here. What would you pick as the top stories? Not to say that, you know, something is diminutive or whatever. I understand some people don't like the gamifying of politics, and I get that. And certainly we try not to do that in the broad scheme of things. But anyway, when we asked readers to dig in and see what they would pick out of all of these stories this year, overwhelmingly, they've now selected the Mueller probe, the investigation in the Mueller, the Russia investigation, and the fallout from sexual harassment as the two biggest political stories of the year. And people will get to vote on those on Twitter this afternoon, and we'll know which one they think was the bigger story of the year sometime later this afternoon.
Terrific. Domenico Montanaro is NPR's lead political editor. It's always great to talk to you, Domenico, and early wishes for a happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you.